Warnings of moral decline are nothing new, but recently there's been an emphasis on the attempt to legislate morality. In the closing weeks of the state's legislative session, Senator Sylvia Allen expressed her concerns on the Senate floor.
How we get back to a moral rebirth in this country, I don't know, since we are slowly eroding religion at every opportunity that we have. Probably we should be debating a bill requiring every American to attend a church of their choice.
Allen later described that last part of the comment as flippant, but they came around the same time Indiana ignited a firestorm after quickly passing a Religious Freedom Restoration Act into law that could have ended up allowing for discrimination in the Hoosier state. While surveys from groups like Gallup and Pew find majorities of Americans agree we're losing our morality, no one seems to know what to do about it. Nancy Eisenberg deals with these issues every day as a professor of psychology at ASU. And Nancy, some like Senator Allen would recommend turning to the church while others have attempted to turn to the law, but can you really legislate morality?
No. You might even get reactants. People who don't want to go, you could have a negative effect, but I don't think you can legislate it anyway. Morality grows out of a lot of things that are happening, many of them early in life, and you can't legislate just by going to church or whatever, a lot of life, what's going on.
How important is it for kids to sort of get a basis in morality and sort of learn those lessons as kids, as opposed to trying to learn some of that stuff when you're maybe a teenager or an adult?
Well, values continue to change, and certainly the more cognitive aspects of values, some of them emerge at a later age. But I think a lot of morality is based on much more basic kind of responses, like caring about other people and a capacity for sympathy and empathy. And that's what's really often going to motivate moral behavior rather than some abstract knowledge of what's right and wrong. We gave up studying that abstract knowledge as the only predictor of morality a long time ago.
Is morality in some ways sort of in the eye of the beholder, what somebody thinks might be a moral act somebody else might disagree with?
Sure. And that's culturally relative to some degree, but even within a culture, I think the differences in perceptions of morality somewhat underlie different political conceptions. Certainly perspectives on morality vary dramatically. Most people will agree in the abstract that killing is wrong, but then you get into the details of under what circumstances you can kill someone else. In a war, what aspects of war, et cetera, do you get differences? So, there is considerable variation, even if on the surface it looks like there's a lot of consensus.
So given that, does it make it harder to sort of gauge whether or not society is moral, or we're living in a golden age of morality, or there's been some sort of devolution of morality?
Yeah, it does. And I think there's a distinction that people often fail to make that does also can lead to one perception or another. One can behave in kind of what we'd see as moral ways, like treat someone well, help them, not hurt them, and do that just to the in group. People you know, your family, your neighbors, people like you, people in your church, whatever. But not act that way at all to people outside of one's group. And then there's some people who seem to apply their moral values more broadly to not just the people they have a direct connection with or like or care about, but to people who they don't even know. So it depends what you're looking at to some degree. If you're saying society is moral or not.
Nancy Eisenberg is Regents Professor of Psychology at ASU.